Today's Rock right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
Did I do it?
Did I do it?
Yeah.
100.1 oh, yeah. The Rock.
Let me do that. There you go. You're listening to Palmetto Mornings on 101.
What is it? 100.1, our radio station, dummy.
I told you the last time I did that, I didn't feel like I nailed my audition, and I don't think I'm doing it again.
People like it. I got to tell you, I've gotten responses. People like it.
Well, people are kind.
Well, they say play some more classic rock. They want to hear Lucas's classic rock DJ voice.
Okay, maybe we can do it when I don't have so many people watching me. Which defeats the purpose
of an audition.
He's
going to get in his truck and practice.
That's exactly it. Ashley knows me so well. 20 years and counting, for sure. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you've landed here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports on FM 100.1. See, I can nail that. No pun intended. All right. We're looking at 44 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. As promised, our friends from Habitat for Humanity of York County, they're joining us because today at 12 o'clock on Standard Street in Rock Hill, they are going to celebrate their 35th anniversary build kickoff. We have Tim Veek, who's the executive director for Habitat for Humanity of York County, joining us. And good morning to you, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So our 35th anniversary being here in York County.
That's right.
And we're kicking it off with nothing else than another house.
That's right.
What a better way.
We love it.
Yes.
Absolutely love it. Well, what can you tell us about the 35th anniversary and about this build?
Well, the 35th anniversary build is, you know, it is a way for us to celebrate just the work that we've done building homes, communities, and hope here in York County. Our official anniversary is Friday, the 31st, and we'll be having a cupcake kind of food truck at the restores for folks, any customers who purchase something at the restore can get a free cupcake and just volunteers and things like that. So we encourage folks to come out for that. But today we'll be celebrating this build that's getting underway with the Brito family. It's a single mom and her daughter who will be living in this home. It's actually a first for us in that we're building a two-bedroom home, which is typically we've built three-bedroom or larger, but for a variety of reasons. One, the needs of the family, but two, also just, you know, the cost to build has gotten exorbitant. And so we're trying to be more creative with how we can serve families and meet the affordable housing needs in our community. So we're fortunate to have 13 companies here in York County partner with us in this build, several prominent companies. I can list them off if you want, but there's we have Comporium, Williams & Fudge, JM Cope, Publix Charities, Bank of America, Rock Hill, Coca-Cola, South State, Intellect, York Electric Co-op, Founders, Federal Credit Union, Skyla, and Simpson Strong Tie. So a ton of different companies who are getting behind this and helping us continue our mission.
So for the calendar year of 2023, the year that we're in right now, mm-hmm. how many homes have been built to date and how many will be built throughout the year, the projected?
So in this year, 2023, we just dedicated two houses in York back at the end of February on Pinckney Street, and which we were thrilled to be able to finish those. This house is getting underway kind of with the kickoff today. We've actually started framing, but so it'll be have a little bit in progress when folks get out there. And then we have another build that should start probably early May, which will be our faith build. And then those will kind of carry us through probably mid to late summertime. And then we're also looking, and if anybody has the properties that they're interested in making available, we're open to trying to find properties that we could rehab and turn around and make available to sell to a family at an affordable price. And also have some other properties that we can develop. The thing that we're working towards, which is going to be a bit of a shift for us, and so we ask for folks' patience, but also anybody who has skills or interests that can help us, we're going to try to shift to some more multifamily development around home ownership. So kind of townhome sort of concept, or, you know, think like duplex, triplex kind of arrangements where folks would still own their individual unit, but where we can build more units on a particular piece of property just because, trying to serve more families quicker is really the goal, because the need is huge. And as we were talking earlier, it's just growing at an incredible pace in terms of how many people need access to housing they can afford.
Well, speaking of accomplishing that, right, you do need some help from those at the state level, those right here at the city level as well as the county level.
Yes.
And I understand sometimes that has not been the easiest relationship to kind of maneuver, but that's the way life is sometimes. Where do we stand on maybe getting some help from the state level? Because currently you get none, right? Habitat for Humanity across the board gets none, zero support from the state.
Yeah, zero state dollars come into the Habitat affiliates. There is a program through SC Housing, which is not totally through the state. The funds that they have set aside come through a different sort of program for home repairs. And so we have accessed those funds and some other affiliates have, but it's very challenging. The kind of the bureaucracy around actually getting those funds. We've had families die in our repair program trying to get through the process to get the funding. So that is never encouraging. But at the state level, yeah, we've never received funding through the state. So we've been having communication at the state level in the House and Senate about trying to get funds set aside for Habitat and for affordable home ownership in South Carolina. We're hopeful that'll come to pass this year. And we were at the State House a couple of weeks ago talking with our elected officials. Thankfully, that led for us. Senator Wes Clymer set up a meeting for us with Christy Cox and Watts Huckabee of the York County Council. And we just talked about some of the mechanisms that we need here in York County to get access to more dollars for housing. So one of the things we talked about and we hope that will be able to come to pass is called establishing a participating jurisdiction, which is a local designation that counties or a collection of counties can set up, which would allow them to get direct access to federal dollars for what's called a home program and other programs for the creation and preservation of housing that's affordable. We don't have that here for kind of a variety of reasons that I won't go into this morning, but that can change. And so that's what we talked with the county about is let's think about what we can do to open up more channels to get our own tax money back to use here to help more people have a decent place to live. And then kind of on the city level, I was in a meeting yesterday where we were talking about trying to be honest about some of the problems that have been created with the new planning design guidelines around single family home construction and multifamily home and how it's made the cost to build significantly more expensive and in some cases the process more challenging and how we can work together to have sensible guidelines for our community but that in ways that does not prevent families from being able to access homes that are affordable and really so that we don't begin to create a more I think segmented community where you have folks at the very high end mm-hmm. and folks at the low end and then not a lot for the majority of people in the middle and they're having to move farther and farther out of the community to live and work here and it's we're creating a lot of challenges that we don't necessarily need to create for ourselves.
Very well said.
Amen. Yeah. We are creating that kind of society where you've got those on the upper side and those on the lower side and nowhere in between. Right. And that should be spread evenly across the plate.
And in the United States, the greatest source of wealth for the majority of families is their home and the asset that creates for them and creating generational wealth. And so we have to think more strategically about how we help more people have access to home ownership.
Amen again. This is like church up in here. We love this, Tim.
This is good, Tim.
Owning your home, achieving the American dream is what everyone should have the right to do. And thank goodness for Habitat for Humanity of York County for making that a reality for so many families. So kudos to you, Tim.
Thank you.
To all of the staff there at Habitat and to all the businesses that just, in addition to their busy days, right and their turning a product, still see the value of home ownership.
That's right.
And giving these families a way to just live life and come home to a home. It's warm, it's cool, it's relaxing, and it's home.
That's right. People in the community want to be able to get involved and help do that, whether it's community or businesses or churches, what do they need to do?
Yeah, the simplest and easiest thing to do is go to our website, yorkcountyhabitat.org. You can click on the volunteer tab. If you're interested in donating, there's a link right there on the front. You can click donate now, and it'll take you to our online donation page. There's also another page if you have other ways that you're interested in donating, whether that's land or stocks or a will, whatever it might be. But we'll have lots of volunteer opportunities coming up on our build sites. We always have opportunities in the Restore, and both Restores, Lake Wylie and Rock Hill. And so we just welcome folks to get involved and help us move this work forward.
Okay. All right. Tim Veek, again, is with Habitat for Humanity of York County. They are celebrating their 35th anniversary build today at noon on Standard Street in Rock Hill.